Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to talk about kind of one of my projects for the year, one of my reminders to myself, which I think is helpful to anyone who's walking this kind of path of spiritual awakening in the practical world. And it's what I call keeping it real. And the word you hear me use a lot when I talk about the capacity in us to see fresh is insight. We have a sight from within, from our own wisdom, and we suddenly see things in a new light or in a new way. But another word for that I've started to like even more is realization. When you start to see the reality of something that maybe was just conceptual to you before, then it does something for you. It becomes real to you. You're no longer continually questioning it or only addressing it conceptually. And one of my favorite stories comes from one of my early apprentices, and he's now a very successful author and teacher of this in his own right, Jamie Smart. And in one of his books, he shares the analogy of a dog who goes to a life coach. And he says to the life coach, "Hey, coach, I need your help. I've got this nemesis, and he follows me around everywhere I go. And every time I try to catch him, just when I think I'm going to get him, he gets away from me. And so I need to help getting faster so that I can catch him. And I need some creative ideas on how to be sneakier, because sometimes I sneak up on him, but still, just when I'm about to get him, it's like he knows I'm coming, and he gets away. So I need sneaky coaching. Maybe there's some way I can make my peace with him. So maybe some negotiation training would help me, or mediation, so that maybe he and I don't have to be enemies. What do you think?" Now, if the coach is a transformative coach, if the coach has eyes for it, what the coach will say to the dog is, "Look, I don't know how to tell you this, buddy, but that's your tail. That's not a nemesis. That's just your own tail." And if the dog realizes that, if the dog has a realization that what he thought was chasing him was just his own tail, the dog will feel a bit sheepish, right? If dogs can feel sheepish, the dog will kind of, you know, go, "Oh, I can't believe I did that. Oh my God, that's so silly." And it will really genuinely never bother him again. And in fact, often when he thinks about it, it will be with a kind of an amusement. And like, "Oh God, I almost fell for it again." But if the dog doesn't realize it, if the dog gets it conceptually, the dog understands that it's his tail intellectually, then the next set of questions the dog's going to have for the coach is, so are there strategies to remind myself that it's my tail? Are there ways that even though it's my tail, I could still learn to love my tail? Are there, and so many of the strategies we look for to help us in our own learning, in our own evolution, in our own spiritual practice are because we haven't really realized what we're looking for. We've just conceptualized it. We don't really have a living, breathing experience of it. We just kind of love the idea of it. But it's an entirely different conversation when it's about something real than when it's about a really cool theory, when it's about a really cool concept. So what I would really encourage you to do as you listen to these podcasts, as you continue studying whatever form of spirituality, whatever form of philosophical understanding draws you, is it real for you? Is it just the way things are? Or is it a really important belief, a really valuable theory, a really practical premise from which you'd like to operate more of the time? And the more you can get real, the more you can keep it real, the more of an impact it will have on you. And if there was one thing that marked the difference in my experience between people who've genuinely had their lives changed and impacted through the Inside Out Understanding, through the three principles, and people who kind of keep coming round because they know there's something there, but it hasn't really done it for them, it's this. It hasn't yet made the transition from concept to reality, from theory to reality, from belief to truth. Now, how do you do that? Well, you can't, because something's either real or it isn't. But if you stay in the conversation, if you keep looking with the intention of seeing what is real beyond my thinking, what would be real regardless of my thinking, that reality, that truth will profoundly impact you. And the more you live from your realization, from that which is real to you, and the less you worry about your conceptualization and your articulation, not only will your life become more and more beautiful, more and more peaceful, more and more gentle, but the impact you have on others, whether you intend to have an impact on others or not, will dramatically increase, because they will sense that aliveness in you, that realness in you, that knowing in you, that certainty in you. And in and of itself, that will not just draw them to you, it will awaken that in them. Have fun, learn heaps, keep it real, and I'll talk with you soon.